What is up, morning smoker? No, no, not morning. Oh man, I already messed up the first show of the new year and I messed it up. Okay, what's up, afternoon inhalers, evening tokers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM hookah podcast with me, your humble host, Matt, and joined as always with me, my wonderful co-host, Adrian. How are you doing, man?
Oh man, everything is awesome. It's 2018. We got a guest. This is the first episode of the year. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, I cannot wait. I'm going to make sure that I have everything turned off like I'm supposed to. I know we're going to be waiting a little while for some viewers to join us, but you know, this is going to live in perpetuity forever and ever. So I'm going to go ahead and also just say, like, please let us know what you thought about the intro movie. We're going to be doing stuff like that. We're really trying to step up the game this year with the ability to have, you know, better production, better audio, if you can hear it from me, hopefully, and just all sorts of fun stuff going on. So in saying all that, we also have a super exciting for our very first episode of the new year, the very first episode of the new season. We have a great guest with us, joining us from hashtag Superior Coco. It is Tam. Tam, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, man. How about you guys?
We're doing good.
How's everyone doing?
I'm doing good. As soon as there's people that join up in the chat, make sure you say hello to us in there as well. We're going to be giving away some of the actual Superior Coco charcoal, and I'm using them right now. What about you, Adrian? Are you using them?
Oh, I'm actually having a great time. When I walked in, my Tangiers that I just ordered from Five Star got here. So I got two of the Superior Cocos right inside my Provost on the new Alpaca Surrey Bowl. It's awesome. Everything's good. Session just started.
Can you ask your bowl what you're smoking?
Bowl, what am I smoking? He says that I'm smoking. It's a three-way mix between cane mint, grapefruit, pink grapefruit, and foreplay on the peach.
Ooh, okay.
That sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
All right, I'm going to pull up the show notes as well. So obviously, this is the very first episode of the new season. Now, me and Adrian decided that we're going to do a couple of new things with the show. One of the big things is we're going to try and have a ton of really awesome guests. We're so happy that Tam can join us for this very first one. And then along with that, we are also going to be doing this as a pseudo television format. We're going to have 24 episodes a season, and then we're going to take a small break, do 24 more episodes, take another break. So they're going to be broken up a little bit. We're also going to be doing many more episodes as well. So instead of just doing the every other week that we were doing for a while, we're actually going to be doing it every single Monday, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. What time zone are you in, Adrian?
I'm in Detroit, so we've got right now it is 7 p.m. Detroit time.
Okay.
Dearborn time, whatever.
What time is it for you, Tam?
It's actually 4:08 now, the standard Pacific time.
Okay, so we're all me and you are in the past compared to Adrian. Adrian, how does the future look for us?
It's not good. You should probably run.
Right. Okay. Get out now while you have a chance, right? Where is my show notes? I know that I have them somewhere. Here they are. Okay. Great. Okay. So, yeah, we have some really cool, exciting things to announce. I'm going to wait till we get a few more listeners to talk about the giveaways, but we are going to be giving away two boxes, 1 kilogram boxes of the Superior Coco Coals. And we also have a really cool announcement as well that we'll wait for just a minute. Hey, what's up, J-Rock? How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. I think I am the only one that's actually opened up with the chat, so I'm going to be monitoring that as we go. J-Rock, I noticed you just recently subscribed to our channel, so thank you so much for that. Also, Akeem is here. How are you doing, Akeem? Oh, and some guy named Pipe Dream Puka is here as well. I'm not sure who that is, though.
Ignore that guy. I hear he's an asshole.
All right, so yeah, let's talk about some fun stuff. So Akeem and J-Rock, because you're the first two people to join us in the show today, you both get to pick a random number, any number that you want to, and whatever number you pick is going to be entered into a random number generator. And at the end of the show, we're going to be picking out whatever number that is, and then we're going to be giving away that box to you. So yes, Tristan, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for joining us. Pick a number, any number at all. At the end of the show, we'll go through, we'll put all the numbers into a metaphorical hat, and by metaphorical hat, I mean my computer. And then we're going to do a random drawing, and that random number is going to get their very own box. Adrian, can you show off that box a little bit?
You guys, you definitely want to pick a number because it's worth it. You want these colds, I promise. We'll talk
That's
more about that
box.
In a few minutes. It's a gorgeous box. It's
Such
my favorite
box.
Such a pretty box right there. Okay, so J-Rock, okay, we got Akeem. Akeem's number is 7. Tristan, you need to pick a number, and J-Rock, you also need to pick a number, please. 123. I like your style. Go big or go home. Exactly. So now we just need J-Rock to pick a number. But yeah, so we're also going to be announcing some cool stuff. We'll wait till we get a few more people coming in as well. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into the show. So as you know, my name is Matt. I had a pretty awesome New Year's and holiday and Christmas and all that kind of cool stuff. Adrian, I hope you did as well.
Oh man, my New Year's was awesome because my New Year's is also my birthday, so I got double drunk.
You're a New Year's baby. That's great.
It's not good. It's actually a bad thing. Well, you're obligated to drink a lot.
You made it to a new year and a new age. That's right. You've already succeeded this year.
We did it. We're here.
Tam, how was your New Year's, man? How are you doing?
It was excellent, man. You know, hung out with the family. You know, nothing too exciting. You know, but you know, spent it with the family, enjoyed it, ate a lot. You know, that's about it.
That's good. Now, I see that you got some smoke coming out of your hand, Tim. I'm assuming – I saw you earlier smoking a cigarette, but I'm assuming you lit that with one of your superior Coco Coles because that would be the only way to light a cigarette correctly. Am I right?
Yeah.
I've been working on that joke in my head this entire time that I've seen you. I'm not even kidding. I've been working on it. Sid, thank you so much for joining us. Please pick a number. Any number will do. At the very end of the show, we're going to put those numbers into a metaphorical hat, meaning my computer. And then when we're going to draw that number, meaning I'm going to push a button, and the winner is going to get their very own box of Superior Coco Charcoal. Tam here, who is our wonderful guest, is going to be giving away a box of that. There's a second way to win it now, though, as well. If you check in the description below, I think there's a description when we're live, but if not, after the show goes live for the video format, there's a link there. You click on that link and you follow the directions. All you have to do is sub to the channel. You're already subbed. That's an easy one. It's already done. You have to follow me and Adrian on Twitter. And then you need to go and like Tam's page on Facebook. And then you'll be entered into the drawing. But if you want to get your chance to win it immediately, then all you got to do is pick any number that you want to. Any number will do. Tristan went big. He went 123. Akeem kept it, you know, pretty reasonable with number 7. I like that. 7's a good number. That's one of my favorite ones, actually. Is that weird to have a favorite number? I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. You should stop.
Okay. No more favorite numbers. I'm smoking a mix of some black lava. It's called Blue Frog. Fog. I can't remember if it's frog or fog right off the top of my head. Uber Mint. And then a little bit of the Barista's Choice from Azure as well. So I'm having a very interesting mixture right going on. A little bit coffee, a little bit sweet, and very minty. I like it quite a bit. So let's go ahead and get started into the show. We're going to go ahead and basically do a little bit different format because normally we talk about our week and stuff like that. But for the first show, we're just going to jump straight into the interview, if that's cool with you, Tam. Are you ready for a little bit of an interview?
Yep. Absolutely.
To start things off, you know, the biggest thing is, who are you, Tam? Let's hear a little bit of background and a little bit about yourself.
You got to specify, man. I never actually, sat there and tried to analyze who I was, in detail. So you got to be a little bit more specific. I don't like talking that's about myself personally.
How long have you been smoking hookah for? Let's start there. The easiest one with a hookah involving podcast.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You know, I come from a Middle Eastern background, so hookah is has been part of our tradition, basically part of my life ever since. You know, I came to life pretty much. It was always around. You know, it was always being smoked. So I was exposed to it, you know, ever since I could remember. I started smoking hookah roughly about, 18, 19 years old. I'm about 34 now. And, it's been a while. It's been basically part of my life, you know. Touching up on that, you know, it's been pretty basic up until, just the past 10 years.
And that was actually, that leads perfectly into the next question. How long have you been involved with the hookah industry, from more than just a fan of smoking hookah and enjoying it as a pastime? How long have you been a part of, like, getting into the culture and the industry part of it?
Well, we've been in the coal business for quite a while, for roughly about five years or so. We've been distributing in other continents just up until recently. You know, we're coming into the U.S. market. So yeah, it's been quite a while.
Okay. And then, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and talk about your coal a little bit, the Superior Coco Coal. They're going to be going on the market for sale here very, very soon. I'll go ahead and announce this part right here. Now, on your actual website, what is the website for that, Tam?
So our website is superiorcoco.com. It's filled with information regarding our coal, you know, what we do, our mission statement, how we came up with, you know, with our unique mix. And you can also make your purchases over there as well. As you said, you know, you're gonna announce the special that we're gonna have for the launch of the product in a couple of days. I'll leave that up to you to bring in, you know, at the appropriate time during the podcast.
Yeah.
The website is superiorcoco.com. You guys go on there. If you have any questions, you know, most of the information about the coal is available there. You know, anything that we don't touch up on, you know, there's contact information over there as well, you know, for any information regarding, you know, distribution, you know, partnering up with our brand, you know, whatever it may be, you know, it's a great way to get a hold of us.
Yeah. And that awesome deal that you guys are having, check this out, Adrian. I don't even know if you know about this yet, but everybody runs out of coals eventually. It seems like, I don't know about you, but I will run out of coals before I run out of tobacco. And then I'm stuck figuring out what the heck to do. Well, Tam here has got a great way to solve that problem for you. Upon opening up, they're doing a pre-order, and you can head on over to their site. When are they going to be able to do this pre-order? Just within the next couple of days?
We're shooting for Wednesday.
Okay, so in a couple of days on Wednesday, check it throughout the week and stuff like that. But check this out. You're going to be able to get 4 1-kilogram boxes, and they're going to be able to be shipped to you. This is included in the price. It's going to be $32.99. For 4 kilograms of coal, 4 1-gram boxes, $32.99.
Whoa.
And it's a pre-order basis right now, so you jump on, you get on there on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, check out the site throughout the week and stuff. And then, yeah, you're going to be able to pre-order 4 1-kilogram boxes shipped to you for $32.99. I can't think of a better deal when it comes to charcoal off the top of my head by any stretch.
Especially given the charcoal that you're actually selling, I think we should probably get into some of what separates your brand from a lot of the other brands that have been on the market in the last 5-10 years.
I agree. That was one of my next questions, actually, Adrian. Perfect timing. It's almost like you got the notes in front of you. I know he doesn't. But I do want to ask you, Tam, if you can break it down a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes your coal different than other coals on the market?
Okay. Well, it's a lot of information. You know, I'll start off with being number one. You know, we number one and most important part of, you know, our operation is that we manufacture our own product. Okay, we established a recipe that is different, that we believe is different than any of the product that's available on the market today. From your experience, I'm pretty sure you guys could second that as well. So given the fact that, you know, we manufacture our own stuff, we have more control over the quality of the product, we have more control over the quality of the product and the production of it. For instance, we control every aspect of manufacturing the coal and distributing it, excluding the shipping portion. So any issues that may arise, you know, we catch it during the production process and we make the appropriate adjustments. And anything that basically does not meet our strict quality control standards will not make it out of the factory. And this is a control aspect that we believe is extremely important for a consistent coal. This is one of the things that we promised the community. You know, we promised the consumer is the consistency of our product. In other words, you're going to be able to compare performance results with your buddy in California. You're in Chicago. You know, your other buddy is in Florida. From Germany, you guys could sit there and start the coal up. The coal is going to start, you know, roughly in about the same amount of time. It's going to last for roughly about the same amount of time. And it's just going to be a consistent burning coal with consistent performance, okay? We believe that could not be established with having basically a factory manufacturing the product for you,
right?
You know, specifically, right. You know, specifically like in a you know, you want to say third world country factory where they have very loose very loose quality control and checks and balances systems in place. it's very difficult, you know, to have a consistent product. Now,
one question I had, I don't know if you mentioned this, but you actually run your own factory, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You actually run the factory yourself, correct?
Yes.
That's such a big deal. Because no one else is doing that, right? Everyone's ordering these coals from Indonesia or wherever it is, and they're ordering them to spec. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but there can obviously be some quality control issues that arise when you don't have the hands-on experience that you guys are delivering over at Superior Cocoa, yeah?
Absolutely. Now, I can't speak about other brands and how they operate, but I'm speaking in general terms. Is the way the industry, you know, is set up? Okay, so. So a lot of times, you know, I hear people complaining about inconsistencies in brands and, you know, they say, you know, this brand is not doing a great job, you know, this and that. And I try to explain to people a lot of times it's not, the fault doesn't lie 100% with the brand itself. You know, a lot of times, you know, they place orders with these factories and these factories, they send them samples of coals that are perfect. You know, that perform perfect, you know, without any additives, you know, 100% as advertised. But once the brand places the order and that factory goes to work, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, in the manufacturing side, they cheat in blending, you know, they send you horrible product. You know, they might produce a container and it has a lot of issues. They're not going to discard it. They're just going to package it up and send it to the brand, and the brand has no idea because they physically can't be at the factory, 12 hours a day monitoring the production, because that's not, you know, that basically, you know, it's an extra cost and it'll affect the cost of the end product. So it's not feasible for everyone. So we understood that fact. You know, we don't, you know, we see, like I said, I tell people all the time, you know, when you have an issue with coal, with another brand, you know, don't sit there and blame the other brand. You know, I mean, don't sit there and blame the brand itself, because they might have got cheated. You know, most likely, you know, they got cheated. And that's the honest truth. You know what I mean? So we didn't want to be. We didn't want to have that aspect, you know, of control over our brand or our consistency or the quality of our product lie in the hands of someone else. So we decided basically in order for us to eliminate the inconsistency and to eliminate the bad batch, pretty much, is what we have to manufacture our own product, okay? And during the manufacturing of our own product, we implement a U.S. standard of quality control, you see? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's basically what we decided to do, and and that's what we've, you know, that's what we'll continue to do,
you know, that's awesome.
We believe that it'll continue to provide a consistent product.
And I'll say, I don't have nearly as much experience with cube coals as I do flat coals. These have by far been the best experience that I've ever had with a cube coal. I will say that they've offered me a superior cube experience personally.
hence the name, superior.
Adrian has had a lot more experience with cube coals, and I'd love to hear some of his thoughts about these in comparison to the other stuff that we have. We're not here to call out any products or call out any companies by any stretch, so we're not going to sit here and bag on anyone, because there's no need for that. But I do want to hear your overall thoughts compared to other coals without, you know, sitting there naming names. There's just no need for that and stuff. But I do want to also point out real quick, we have a couple people in the chat room. Please make sure to pick out your number, because at the end of the show, we are going to be giving away a box of these awesome superior cocoa coals. And all you have to do is pick any number that you want to. So Sid, please pick any number that you want to. J-Rock, I still don't have your number yet. So far, we got a team and also Tristan with their numbers. So please pick out those numbers so we can put you into the drawing to win it. But Adrian, what have you thought about these cube coals so far?
Well, I have pretty good experience with cube coals. I've kind of switched from flats to cubes recently, especially with the addition of the Provost into my setups, because the Provost can handle two cubes pretty well. The biggest difference that I've seen when it comes to Superior Coco versus a lot of the other cubes on the market is the consistency of heat output, which is huge to me. So maybe I can ask you a question, Tam. What are you guys doing? Oh, I think I'm hearing myself in there. What is it you guys are doing exactly to get such a consistent heat output from these coals? Is there anything that comes to mind? I know you can't exactly share everything, but I did notice that your coals actually ash quite a bit. And when I first saw that, I was kind of off put by the fact that I'm getting all these ash from a coal, because people tend to view that in kind of a bad light. But I have noticed that you can use the ash, that heavy layer of ash that builds up on the coal, so you can control the heat pretty well. Is that intentional?
Yes. That was by design. Okay. So basically, your question, is a complex question that has multiple parts. So I'll start out with the ash bit of it. So the ash. So we understand, you know, by experience that specifically now we have the black leaf tobaccos, the more heat sensitive tobacco on the market, right? And we've seen the need for basically a coal that has a heat management aspect to it, you know, that you can utilize on top of your HMDs, right? Because we've seen that, typically if you want to smoke the dark leaf, you know, you want to use the smaller coal that has because it's a small, it's a flat, it's a smaller coal, you know, it produces less heat, but it doesn't last as long. You know, you're having to go back and forth and light coals, you're having to use more coals, and it ultimately affects your whole experience, your hookah experience, right? So we decide, okay, you know what, we have our mix that has a very high heat output, right? And if we utilize the ash that builds up on the coal, okay, to basically maintain its shape itself, okay, it would basically decrease the heat the heat that's being transferred onto the actual bowl itself, okay, and it gives you it gives you the control of basically over the heat output that's being transferred onto your bowl, right? So in other words, instead of you using, let's say for instance, four flats, you know, for your dark leaf heat sensitive tobacco, you can use the two Superior Cocos, okay, and intermittently ash each one to maintain, you know, the heat, you know, the heat that's being transferred onto the bowl, okay, and still have the longevity of a larger, you know, 1-inch cube, right? So that way now you're not having to go run back and forth to the burner, you know, put more coals on, shock your bowl, you know, just go through that whole thing, right? So it's more of a convenience thing, and it's truly a convenience thing, you know.
And I've definitely J-Rock just said explain to the people that every box of coal you're not going to be perfect. You're going to find duds in them. I will say that on the top layer of all the stuff.
Oh, hey Matt. Yeah. Tim, can you turn your phone down a little bit? We're getting some feedback.
Let's see.
Yeah, we were ill prepared. We should have told you to bring headphones. That was our fault.
Daddy, you have headphones with you?
Nope. You know, our show is the number one show of technical difficulty, so it's fine. It's not a problem. but one thing that J-Rock says, explain to people that every box is not going to be perfect. You're going to find duds in them. So in the top two layers of coals that I've had so far, they've all been perfectly cut, which is really cool to see. And then I haven't had a dud in them at all. And I believe that what you're trying to do is make sure that all the quality that you're letting out of the factory is going to be superior above the rest of them. Are you guys going about in any capacity that people have problems to contact you and stuff like that?
I didn't catch all that. You were cutting in and out a little bit.
Oh. You have a
I think it's going to be because of all the you know, the audio is coming out of his phone and it's looping back in. That's why I sound like an insane person right now.
Oh.
And it's looping back. That's why
I sound like a different person right now. I just always thought you sounded kind of insane.
That's not nice. That's true.
we'll touch back on that again. We'll move on to some more interview questions for Tim. What are some of your favorite flavors?
I'm a double apples type of guy, man. I'm as basic as they come, really. You know what I mean?
Are you you like Naka? Naka or Al-Fakir?
Al-Fakir, I like that one, and then Karma as well. I like the Karma, but you know, I like I said, you know, I grew up on the double apple. I think, you know, throughout my life, that was like almost literally the only flavor other than strawberry and the glue that was available. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's, you know, being around the family, you know, the older generation, they're sitting there smoking, and then, you know, the flavors in the air, you know, you're running around as a child. It kind of sticks to you, you know what I mean? But lately I've been venturing off a little bit with the with some of the Black Lava, you know?
Ooh.
I've been enjoying their black tea, I think it is, the black tea and the black peach.
Mm-hmm.
That's something delicious. Yeah. And then, you know, Mo from the Velvet Room, I went and hung out with him, and he put together a mix for me that was insane. I believe it was black peach, black tea, uber mint, and I think he put a little bit of, I forgot what they call it. I think this is like honeymoon or something like that. Like a yes. Black lava melon, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, I've been, other than the double apple, that's what I've been using. So,
Big fan of baklava over here. Definitely enjoy it a lot. That's what I'm smoking right now, and it's what I've been smoking for a little while. I got some Christopher that I'm smoking. I've really been enjoying it. So do you smoke mainly with Egyptian classic bowls, or do you venture into funnel bowls at all?
Funnel bowls. The Egyptian bowls, they're not that great in my opinion. You know, they dry out the tobacco fairly quickly. You know what I mean? And the funnel bowls is the way to go.
Any particular funnel bowl that you like to use?
No, not necessarily. You know what I mean? Not. I'm not really a complex smoke. You know what I mean? It's mainly because I'm out on the road most of the time. You know, I don't have the luxury to smoke as much as I'd really like. You know what I mean? So, typically, when I sit down to smoke, I'm like pretty much fiending, you know, for a bowl. So I just go to town. You know what I mean?
My next question is going to be about the fact that you tried to do a cubicle. Is there a reason why you chose cube over flat? Are we ever going to see a flat cold?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I believe that based on, you know, the description that I gave you guys earlier, you know, with the ashing aspect of the coal, you know, it really renders, in my opinion, our mix really renders the flat useless, because you're able to achieve the lower heat output that's being transferred onto your bowl, you know, with the same size cube. Okay, now if people want it, you know, if people want, you know, and they demand the flat, I mean, you know, who am I to say, you know, I'm not going to do it? You know what I mean? Well, we'll definitely do it. But here's the thing, you know, whether it be flat, whether it be cube, whether it be, you know, the quarter circles, the hexagon, the cylinder shapes, whatever it may be, you know, still use the same mix. So the coal is going to perform exactly the same. The only difference is going to be the longevity, because, you know, the flat, the weight of the flat is roughly about 10 grams versus the cube, which is the 1-inch cube. It's roughly about 15 grams. Okay. So the longevity is the only thing that's gonna be different. Other than that, the actual performance, the ashing, the way they ash, the heat output, it's all going to be the same. Basically, you're getting your kilo divided into smaller quantities. You know what I mean? So maybe, you know, like I said, some people say, you know, they rather use the flats because they don't go the longer session. You know, they go maybe like the hour session, which, you know, for an hour session, you know, I think that the flats would be good, you know. But the one thing that we are trying to do is that we have a perfect size hexagon shape that we're basically giving out right now to all the reviewers in the industry. And you guys are going to be getting yours pretty soon too. DMZ is also going to be releasing a review really soon about, the hexagon, and the size of the hexagon that we made. We believe it would work better for the people that prefer flats over cubes. Okay, so. We're trying to basically, you know, so far we've been getting excellent feedback, really loving it, you know, and so I think, it, you know, the flats are good, but the thing is that, you know, they, in my opinion, they don't last as long, You know, okay. They don't last long at all, you know? And that was
my assumption as to why you had gone with the Cuban up the flat. Next question was going to be about the hexagon ones because they seem to be getting some steam. And I was just wondering kind of when you think we'll be seeing those. I'm assuming those going through testing phases as of right now.
Well, we finished our testing. You know, before we put anything out to you guys, the reviewers, you know, the voice of the community, we basically go through a series of testing and we basically perfect our coal, right? Once we do that, then we go ahead and release it to you guys, and you guys basically start doing your own testing and giving us feedback on how it's affecting your, you know, your sessions. So we've been getting a lot of great feedback about the hexagon, and we're shooting for mid to late February for the release, you know, of the hexagon shape. So we're shooting for that. We truly believe that, you know, the hexagon shape is actually, you know, a great shape. Matter of fact, you know, in Europe, you know, we have a high demand. That's almost all they like. You know, all the South American markets and the European Middle Eastern markets, they love the hexagons. That's all they use.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, it's something that I'm really excited to see. Any sort of innovation in the hookah market is always fun to watch. Anybody in the chat, if you have any questions for Tam, please just put them onto the chat, and we will throw the question up for you and stuff if you want to watch you guys are as involved as possible. And then also, if you are joining us, please make sure to pick a random number. Any number will do. And at the very end of the show, we're going to be giving away a box of these hashtag Superior Cocoa Coals. And we also have a giveaway going on. If you want another chance, go down into the description. Pull the link there. Very simple and easy. All you got to do is follow myself and Adrian on Twitter. Make sure you're sub to us on YouTube and go to Tam's page and like his page. All the instructions are there in the link. And we're also doing a giveaway there. And we're also
giving a giveaway there.
Adrian, do you have any other questions?
No, not really. I guess. Nope, I think we covered everything I wanted to cover as far as quality goes.
Okay, yeah, and like I said, if you have any questions in the comments, please feel free to give back. Tristan says feedback. We know that we have a little feedback because Cam doesn't have any phones. Our mistake. We apologize for that feedback. But going on to some of the other parts of the show, we're going to be going into our topic of the show, which is all about, I don't know, what do you guys want to talk about? Maybe coals?
That's probably a good idea.
Okay. We're going to be talking about coals, and I want to start it off very honest. Where did you guys start? Sadly, I'm going to admit it right here. I started with quickly coals. Adrian, what about yourself?
What do you think, man? I think most people start with quick lights.
I would love to hear your story, though, Tam, because starting a little bit longer ago than we did, what did you start with originally? Did you start with the wood coals?
Yeah, natural coals, you know. Matter of fact, I have, you know, a lot of my older uncles that refuse to use anything other than natural coals, you know.
Yeah, I know those type of people. Eric says that he started with which is an old school quick light. I don't even know if they make those anymore. They jumped on to Coco Naras. And Coco Naras used to, I'll be straight up honest, as always, they used to be my favorite. And then they took a nosedive in quality, and I don't think they've ever gone back up. I've just always stayed away from them now because of that.
Let me touch up a little bit about that. So you know, Coconut, you have to understand, you know, the level of demand that they reached, it surpassed any one factory's production line, right? Mm-hmm. There's no one factory in Indonesia that was able to basically meet any of their demand. So the way it works is basically they go and each order would basically be split up. Right? Let's say, for instance, you know, their demand is 15 containers a month, okay? Each one of those factories in Indonesia, you know, would manufacture basically two to three maximum containers a month, okay? So their order would have to be split up, you know, between, you know, multiple factories for the same order, right? That translated into into the lack of consistency in every batch that was being, you know, put out in the in the market. You know, that's again, you know, I want to touch up on that because it is a major issue, you know, and that's what truly causes the lack of consistency. You know what I mean?
And it's something that I you know, we don't want to see happen to any coal manufacturer. I'm hoping that the fact that your manufacturing facility and are the ones that are behind it, we're going to see none of that. And that's what it sounds like one of your big goals.
Absolutely. Basically, you know, we're set up right now to meet whatever demand that's going to that we're going to receive. We 100 tons. I'm sorry. Yeah, 100 tons a month. Once our demand surpasses that, you know, we're not going to outsource anything. You know, we're going to make the proper adjustments in our factory, you know, to widen the production. And it's going to be basically the same thing. You know, the same thing. You know, again, you know, the number one thing that was truly missing is the consistency. I'm sure both of you guys can agree, you know. And, you know, as long as you're in control of your production, you know, whether it's good product, bad product, whatever it may be, if you're in control of it, you know, it's going to be, coming out consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Next part of this, I wanted to throw a question to Adrian, because I just don't know if you've ever had any experience with it. Have you ever had any wood coals before, Adrian? Have you ever tried them?
Well, the only thing I've ever tried as far as wood coals goes, lemon wood coals. Have you ever tried those?
Lemon wood coals. Have you ever tried those?
Yes, yes. I think there was a brand, and I could be wrong. Correct me if you guys know. There was a brand named Noir, or Noir, N-O-U-R, and they were the only ones that I ever tried.
And they were the only ones that I ever tried.
Obviously. And I just never could get the hang of it. I just never could get the hang of it. And I've never looked back personally. But yeah, that was always my biggest complaint about wood coals, just how much they ashed and just hard to kind of deal with and handle. Obviously, going from a quick light to a
quick light
is a. It's just the consistency and the heat, the least amount of ash possible and stuff usually, and then also just the longevity of them. What is the time frame that you've been able to get so far for the what's it called? These spherical. How long have you been able to make them last for you?
Okay, let's see if I can say this without the feedback interrupting me. This bowl has been going for about 45 minutes, and I can easily expect it to go for another 45, probably. I've been able to get an hour and a half consistently out of two coals in the Provost, and you can obviously take some time off of that if you're going to be not using something like a Provost, because obviously you're going to be introducing more air into the system. But about an hour and a half for these cubes, and take that with a grain of salt, because I like to smoke very hot. So I probably retire these cubes before most people need to. But what I generally do is for like a bowl where I'm going to go two rounds of cubes, I'll just burn these two cubes until they aren't the heat profile that I like them to be at. And then I will go ahead and add another cube and leave the two smaller cubes on there. I'll just put them together on the other side of the bowl. This is the new Alpaca Surrey bowl, originally called the No Name bowl. They just held a contest to name it. And I'm expecting a 3-hour session out of this pretty easily.
I've also gotten a very good amount of time with my coals. Usually I cut out before the coals are ready to cut out. What I'll do is I'll I'll get them cooking. I'll have them hot, and then they've lasted me at least an hour to 45 minutes, if not closer to 2 hours personally. And I have really never had a problem with their heat profile. For me personally, I usually smoke only one round of coals myself, but I have noticed myself doing more than one as of recent times. And one thing that I have liked about these ones is the consistency for that heat and just the longevity to it. J-Rock in the comments says that he guarantees that everybody started with Three Kings instant light coals. And I would wager a bet to say that's probably pretty close to being true. I'm not going to.
Absolutely. Matt, did you, just out of curiosity, did you mute him?
I did. And I think
that's perfect. As long as he can hear us and we can reactivate him when he needs to talk, I think that'll work for the feedback issue we're having.
Well, I don't know if I can reactivate him because I'm trying to unmute him right now. Tam, I think you're going to have to unmute yourself when you're ready to say something. Can you nod to us and try to unmute yourself? I made our own technical difficulties, I think.
I think.
Can you guys hear me now? Yeah. I unmuted.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and mute me, and then whenever you want to, you want me back in, just give me the signal, and then I'll come back in.
All right. Sounds like a plan. That's perfect. That's some of the things that I've liked about these cube coals as well, quite a bit. Moving into some other just detailed conversation about coal talk a little bit. Adrian, you said that you've been migrating more and more towards cube coals. My question to you is, do you enjoy using flats when it comes to like a blonde leaf tobacco, or do you just want to go straight cube all times now?
Well, we've got Tam on from Superior Cocoa, so I'm going to answer that question in two different ways. That's four. Two different ways. Firstly, yes. Before I was smoking with the Superior Cocoa coals, because cubes have such a high heat output as compared to flats, typically I would use three titaniums or whatever flat I have on hand to smoke some blonde leaf, whether it be something like Alchemist or Zomo or even Alfacher. I would just use three cubes because it would heat the bowl pretty well. Now, keep in mind that this would just be a foil and coal only session. I'm not using any type of heat management device in this scenario. When I'm using a Provost, it's always two cubes. That's just kind of what I've come to. I like to smoke hot, and two flats almost never get my Provost as hot as I like it. But when it comes to the Superior coal, I know we were touching on how well the layer of ash can control the heat output. If I take my coals off of the burner, specifically the Superior Cocoa flat cubes, rather, when I take them off the burner, if I leave them off of the burner for like a minute to let them get to their normal burning temperature, because obviously they're going to be burning a little hotter than you want them to, right off of the burner, because the burner burns hotter than the coal should. Once they got that little layer of ash on there, I can use the Superior Cocos where I would normally use flats. I just use two of the cubes where I would use three flats as well. But that works pretty well, even in the scenario where I'm not using the Provost.
Yeah, for me, I've been using the Mia HMD quite a bit. I would grab it, but it has coals in it, and I don't want to accidentally spill it on myself. But I've been using three Superior Cocoa coals inside that, and I've been getting excellent results, much better than the flats that I was using prior to this. And I know that has to do with the a larger amount of heat output comparison to the flat coals. And yeah, they've lasted me a really, really good amount of time in there as well. I do like flat coals for my quicker sessions because these do last a long time, and because I do smoke at a more relaxed pace, I guess I would say, more of, just one bowl for myself. I don't like to waste things. And if I'm not planning on smoking for an extended amount of time, I don't want to sit there and use my cocoa coals knowing that I'm going to not smoke it all the way to completion. The very first time that I lit these up, actually, I quit before the bowl was done. Like, one, I could have smoked a second round on them, and two, the first round of the Superiors were ready to go longer than I was prepared to go. So I had to sadly forego a little bit of my smoking session.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's a really good point. And I'd like, in just a moment, I'm going to ask Tan to unmute himself to chime in on this. But that is a good point, because sometimes I only have 45 minutes to smoke a bowl. For instance, sometimes I'll wake up in the morning before work and I'll get a little bit of work, maybe edit some footage for the channel or something. And I want to smoke a quick bowl. I don't want it to be anything super long, maybe 45 minutes max. And I will use flats for that because, like, it's a waste of the Superior Cocos, or it's a waste of any cube that I decide to use. I'm not going to use the entire coal, and it's just ultimately going to be a waste of, because, you're buying these by weight. So you're objectively wasting coals. And I guess my question to you, Tam, would be, is that something that might motivate you guys to put out a flat for those smokers who don't want to smoke for any longer than 45 minutes, say the smoker who might have a busier schedule? and can't commit to that long.
Before you unmute yourself, let me go ahead and just say real quick, we have a couple more people joining us in the comments as well. Make sure to pick any random number that you want to. Any number will do, and we're going to put you into a random drawing, and at the end of the show, you're going to be able to win yourself a box of these Coles. There will be sent to you, United States 18 plus, blah, 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 all that kind of hip and jab. But yeah, pick a number. Any number will do. I'll throw you into a random number generator, and then we will pick a random number at the end of the show. And then also, if you miss out on that, in the description below, you'll be able to follow a link, and in that link, you'll be able to enter into a giveaway as well. It'll go for about 2 weeks, and all you got to do is subscribe to the show. Follow me and Adrian on Twitter, and also like Tam's page on Facebook. And then, yeah, we'll be giving away another box there. And then along with that, Tam is going to be on his website, superiorcoco.com. He's going to be offering pre-orders starting on Wednesday, hopefully. But if not, make sure to check the website, just bookmark it, have it ready at all times. He's going to do this awesome giveaway where he's doing 4 1-kilogram boxes sent to you for $32.99. That's 4 1-kilogram boxes for $32.99. It's a great deal. Bookmark that page, hop on there, and be ready to buy when it goes live. But okay, so Tam, go ahead and answer that question. Adrian just asked if you would be willing to make a flat for the people with a little bit busier schedule who is not interested in smoking for 3 hours at a time.
Okay. Yeah, we're definitely gonna release the flats. And he brought up a good point. That's actually, you know, I think when using the Superior Coco, that's how you would be using them versus, you know, using them for lower heat output. Again, I want to touch up on the hexagon. You know, I believe that the hexagon is a much better option than the flats. But again, you know, this is based on our testing, based on the feedback that we've got. Once you guys get the hexagons, you know, I'm looking forward to getting some of your feedback on, you know, your preference versus the flat. But like I said, at the end of the day, we're gonna have all the shapes. You know, we're gonna have the flats, the cubes, we're going to have the hexagon, the cylinder, and the quarter circles. You know, again, you know, you guys dictate, you know, to us what we need to have. You know what I mean? We're not here trying to dictate, you know, what you should have, what you shouldn't have. It basically, it boils down to what you guys want out of the call. What we promise is that we're going to give you the same identical mix for every single shape, you know, of coal, and every single shape is going to perform identically the same. You know, the only difference is it's going to be the longevity because of the different sizes, you know? So yeah, Adrian has an excellent point. I mean, in my opinion, if you're going, you know, if you're trying to go for a 45-minute session, there's no point for you to light up two Superior, you know, Cocos. You know, two Superior Cocos, you know, rated for 2 hours. You know, you can, as Adrian said, you know, you can get about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes of consistent heat out of the two prior to having to add the, you know, a third coal to maintain that level of heat output that you would need to maintain your session. So, I agree with Adrian 100%.
That'd be awesome to see in the future, obviously. You know, coals are such a big part of what hookah is about. I mean, when you break it down, you need a pipe to smoke with, you need tobacco to smoke, you know, what you're actually smoking, and then you need the coals on top to actually produce the heat so you're able to smoke. And there's been many things throughout the years. People have tried even electronic coals in the past, which are absolutely crazy and funny looking to me. I've never tried them myself. I have no real interest to get those or anything like that. But the fact that we're getting some really good quality coals coming out for Superior is very awesome. I'm excited to try them. I've enjoyed my time with them. They definitely are going to get my recommendation and the best cubes that I personally have had. Mind you, I will always say with an asterisk that I don't have the most experience with cube coals. I smoke flats a lot of times. I'm making the transition slowly to more and more cube coals. I do want to say that I just ashed mine, And they do produce a decent amount of ash. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, the reason for that is the insulation layer. And then you release that insulation, you're able to get more heat out of them. So I ashed them. I started smoking with them. And instantly you get back up to that heat output they're doing, which is a really nice consistency from these, is that heat output to them. Now, I want to throw it out to the audience a little bit. We have J-Rock who's saying that he loves being old school. And he uses three coals on top of a heavy-duty foil with a wind cover. That's kicking it just about as old school as you can, as long as you're using some wood coals. No, I'm just kidding. Use some coconut coals. But I don't even have a wind cover anymore. Adrian, do you have a wind cover anymore?
Man, I love my wind cover. What are you talking about? If I'm smoking like El Focker or maybe like Nakla, I start my Nakla sessions off with the wind cover and just leave it on throughout the session. Now, when I'm smoking Nakla Double Apple, I usually use three cubes. I do an overpack. And I want to get it to the point where I can't even taste the flavor. It's just like this raunchy, burnt tobacco flavor. That's what I like out of my Nakla. So, yes. Too long didn't read. Yes, I absolutely have my wind cover and I love it.
Well, I don't use my wind cover anymore. I do not think I have one anymore. I might need to pick one up to smoke some Nakla Double Apple. It's been years since I've even smoked that flavor. I'll be totally honest. Double Apple, love it, hate it. I'm definitely not a huge, huge fan of it. I've smoked my fair share of it. I respect it. I know what it means and what it is a part of in the culture, but it's just nothing that I've ever felt the need to always keep on hand personally.
It's okay to be objectively wrong sometimes, Matt.
we got someone else joining us in the chat as well. Make sure you pick a number. Obviously, a huge fan of the show. Jessica, I got your name right. I have to search my brain for a half hour before I say it, but I got it, I swear. She says that she still uses her wind cover, but mostly only for when the coals are almost gone. Makes sense. I've never used a wind cover with an HMD. Adrian, have you ever done anything that crazy?
That level of heat inception, I don't think I could commit to that. That sounds insane.
Jessica, make sure you pick a random number, because if you pick a random number, we're going to put you into a random number picker. And that is going to give you a possibility to win yourself a 1 kilogram box of the Superior Cocoa Coals. And if you don't win from there, make sure to check out in the description below and follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the channel, and then also like Tam's page on Facebook, and you'll be able to get yourself a chance to win there as well. But please do give me any random number at all. It can be as big as 4,450,70,000, whatever J-Rock picked. I can't remember now. It can be as small as 7, which is a very affirmable number. I appreciate that. But I don't want to go too long-winded or anything. So, Tam, what else do you want to talk about when it comes to the Superior Coals? Is there any final thoughts that you want to throw? Yes, Sid, it is only in the U.S. only. Sorry about that, Sid. I didn't know that you were out of the country. Where are you from, Sid? I'd love to know that little bit of detail. But, Tam, go ahead and take it away for a second. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I mean, you guys pretty much covered everything. You know, I think, just keep an eye out for the, for a couple of days, the promotional release, special that's going to be going on. You know, it's going to be on for about a week. Most of the vendors that you guys shop with after that are going to have them available, so make sure you guys go show them support. Other than that, that's pretty much it. We like I said, number one thing to us is we pledge a consistent product to you guys, and you guys could hold us to that. 100%.
That's awesome. We appreciate the fact that you're going to take the feedback, listen to the feedback, and use that. As I have a lot of feedback. But we just found out that we're internationally known now. Sid is in England, so we're internationally famous now. Adrian, how does that make you feel?
I'm assuming you asked me how. Wow, this is hard. With this feedback. No, that's pretty there we go. Yeah, I actually just saw that. You're from England. That's pretty awesome. And I feel pretty bad that we can't ship to England. Maybe that's something we'll explore for future giveaways.
So I think we're reaching the end of the show. Tam, thank you so much for joining us. I'll have you say goodbye here in just a second. But before you do, for everyone that is listening, we do have the random number generator. I want to make sure that there's nobody else that's left that needs to give us their number. We got it from J-Rob. We got it from Tristan. We got it from Akeem. Jessica, we don't have your number. I hope you're still around and you can give us an answer. Give us a number. Oh, 23. Perfect. Let me put that in to the number picker.
And I want to quickly mention, as soon as maybe we'll have, before we end it, Tam hop off, I'd like to announce the next guest we have, because I think that that's a pretty cool one, and maybe we should do that.
Yes, let's do that for sure. So I think everyone has their number put in. So before we end the show and we go on, I'm going to actually show what numbers get picked. There's going to be a number on screen, and it's just because I was testing this thing out to make sure it was working, so it has no bearing on who the actual winner is. So I'm sorry if you see your number immediately and jump up in excitement, but I'm going to show you who the actual winner is. But before that, I want to talk about the show a little bit. We're going to be doing some pretty exciting things in the year 2018. We made it. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for our very first show of the year. If you are listening to this audio way, as of right now, you're probably getting us off of Podomatic. We're going to be looking at some different ways to get into the audio podcasting atmosphere as well. You can find us on iTunes as well if you search AM Hookah Podcast, and you can also find us on Google Play if you search AM Hookah Podcast as well. We're going to hopefully be getting on to a different hosting site that will allow us to keep more of our episodes concurrent at all times. As of right now, we have to delete episodes as we put in new episodes, and I don't want to do that any more than we have to, obviously. So along with hopefully my better sounding audios on this episode, we're going to be doing a lot of really cool production stuff as well. So I think if we're ready, we're going to go ahead and give away that box of coal real quick. So let me try to do something special. Let me see if I can get it to work. I think I can. I feel pretty confident about this present. So everybody is seeing what I have on the screen right now, correct? Adrian, you can see that I have all these numbers right here, and I'm going to push this button. Can you see that okay?
Yeah, I think you should click it three times.
You want three times?
Three times.
People a heart attack right now, I guarantee it. All right, so hope everyone is ready. Here we go. This is click number one. Okay, now we have click. I hope nothing not suitable for work shows up on these ads. Click
it,
number two.
I hope it does.
Oh man, now we're gonna do click number three. I hope I did this right. Now I feel like I did something wrong. Yeah, we must have done something right. Okay, so number 23, Jessica. You are the winner of the 1 kilo box of Superior Cocoa Coals. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I'll have she's on Facebook, so I'm going to probably have her contact you or maybe contact me, and I will contact you, Tam, so we can get all the information driven to everybody.
Awesome.
All right, she said woo. I think we hit just about everything we can. Tam, here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you go ahead and say goodbye and cut out of the show if you don't mind. And then we are going to talk about our upcoming guest. Or I guess you can stay muted. That'd be fine, actually. Why don't we just do that? Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at OnlyMattDoes. You can find Adrian on Twitter at ThePipeDreamHookah. Or what is your handle on there?
The_PipeDream.
The_PipeDream. On yeah. Twitter, you can find us there. By the way, don't forget, if you want your chance to win it, everyone else that was in there, Tristan, you included, jump on down to that link below and follow us and follow the rules, and you'll be entered into a giveaway down there to get your chance. And I think you can do that daily, just so you know. If you want to up your chances to win it, you can do it as many times as you want to. But let's see, what else we got going on? I think that's it. We're going to be doing the show every Monday instead of every other Monday. So you can find us here 5 p.m. Mountain Time. It is 7 p.m. Detroit time, 4 p.m. Tam time. So, yeah, you can find us here every single Monday, not every other Monday. That's a pretty cool thing that we're going to start doing. The shows are going to be broken up into seasons. We're going to have it set up so that we have 24 episodes. Then we're going to take a break, another 24 episodes. We're going to do a season-like, and we're going to have a lot of guests. In fact, talking about guests, let's go ahead and introduce who is going to be our next guest coming up, Adrian.
Okay, so this is a pretty cool one for any of you who are interested in knowing a little bit more about this product. I have been talking to this gentleman. His name is Ronald, and he is the guy who's in charge of, the guy who made the Phoenix HMD, which is the newest HMD to hit the market. So I figured we should have him on here to talk a little bit about the product and, you know, go from there. Just kind of grill them on what makes that product different and all that good stuff. So that's going to be the, what is it? Not next Monday, but the Monday after. So the 22nd of January.
And I believe you're going to have one of those Phoenix HMDs. I don't think I'll have mine by then, but I think you will have had it and you'll have tried it a couple times, correct?
I just got my tracking number. I won't say that I'll be well-versed, but I will have some experience with the HMD when we actually go to do that podcast.
That'll be super exciting. So make sure you guys check out that episode along with the episodes that don't have a guest. Cause me and Adrian, we're decent people to listen to, right? Adrian, we got things to say and people to hear it, I think.
Something like that.
Tam, you have a little bit of experience with Ron as well, him trying out your coals with his Phoenix HMD. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ronald is a great guy. Real passionate about his products. You know, I talked to him several times. You know, I unfortunately didn't have the pleasure of trying out his product, but just talking to him, you know, about his product and the things that he had to say and his passion about that product. You know, it hits home for me because I feel the same thing about, you know, everything that I do as well. So, unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to try it, but from the people that I spoke to, you know, they love it, and they're really excited about it, it's, you know.
And where do people find you, Tam?
Facebook, Superior Coco. Jeez, I forgot the name of the page. Put the hashtag Superior Coco and then the page will come up. You know, you can send us a message over there, you know, any questions, any concerns, you know, anything whatsoever. You have any, anything that you want to find out about our product, you know, whatsoever, you know, we'll be glad to talk to anyone, you know, explain anything, you know, feel free to, you know, just drop us a line anytime.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tam, for joining us.
It's my pleasure, man. Thank you.
That's going to do it for the show. Of course, I'm going to mute you real quick, just so you know. That's going to do it for the AM Hookah Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We appreciate it. This is the year 2018. We're going to have nothing but the excitingness of this show going forward and some awesome stuff as well. Just keep an eye out. We're going to have a lot of guests, people who you may not expect be guests too. That's my exciting news is I'm going to be in the and get some people in the show as well.
We have four guests confirmed right now. I'm not going to go too far into the future. I know we have coming on, but we have some people who are either huge in the industry or huge maybe in the reviewing aspect of the industry. So some cool stuff's going to be coming on to the podcast.
In the tube of the U?
Oh boy. Can you say that? Is that okay?
I don't know. We'll find out. I did, we have a lot of fun, exciting things coming up in the future. Thank you guys so much for watching, so much for listening. If you're listening to the audio only, please join us on YouTube when we do these shows because we want to do as much interaction with you guys, the audience. That's why we do this show, is to be a part of the community with right alongside you guys as well. So thank you guys so much for joining us. That's it for me. I'm going to say goodbye, and until next time, keep on smoking. Adrian?
Happy smoking, everybody. I guess that's all I had to say for goodbyes.
Thanks for everyone that tuned in. I appreciate all the interest. And thanks to you, Matt, and Adrian for having us on the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
See ya.
See ya.